ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Names that I've just been discussing in this particular verse, the Parashara Bhatta, the Sri Vaishnav commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam, he says that all the names in this verse, he links them all with Nrisimhadev. So Amrityu means no death. So Hiranyakashipu thought he was deathless, but Nrisimhadev showed him who's actually deathless. We know also that Narottam Das also sings, Nitaya Charana Satta Tahara Shevaka Nitta. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they are reality, and his servant is eternal. So, by taking up Krishna Bhakti, or by recognizing our position of constitutional subordination to Krishna, we also partake in his qualities, not all of them, just like sarvadrik, is we don't see everything everywhere, but some of the qualities we partake in, they're the natural qualities of the soul, in a minute way, just like Krishna is all-knowing, and we may also become all-knowing, as Krishna says. Yomam eva sammuho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid sarvavit. One who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna says, without doubting, knows everything. So it doesn't mean he knows everything in the same way that Krishna knows everything, but he knows all that's needed to be known for a jiva, which is that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. He sees everything clearly. So this name may be also sarvadrik, not only seeing everything, but seeing everything clearly, understanding everything. Otherwise, it's a case of paschanapi na paschati. We see, but we don't see. We see that around us, people are dying. Ahani ahani bhutani gachanti hayamalayam sheshas tavara itchanti kimascharya mataf param. We see all around us that people are dying every day, but somehow are in the big illusion that my life's just going to go on. We desire to stay here, which is stupid. So we see, but we don't see. We don't see the illusion that of the asat sainya, that we trust in our friends and relatives to protect us. Parents think, I'm investing in my child as my future security. They look after the child. The child thinks the parents are looking after me. And the parents think, I have to look after the child because in future the child will look after me. But, balasya neha sharanam pitaro nrisimha. The parents are incapable of protecting the children. It's an illusion. It seems like that, but they themselves are, they can't even protect themselves. So, sarvadrik means Nrisimhadev, he sees everything. Hiranyakashipu thought he was getting away with whatever he was doing, but Nrisimhadev was watching, and just watching and watching, getting angrier and angrier and angrier, and eventually he burst out. Aja is the name I'm going to discuss next. He's unborn. We know that Krishna is known as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, or if you're a Vrajavasi, as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. And Vamana is known as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi. Ramachandra Bhagavan is known as the son of Dasharath and Kaushalya. And Sumitra is the mother of who? Shatrughna? The two, Lakshmana and Bharata, are the sons of Kaikeyi. Is it? I mixed up there. Lakshmana and Shatrughna are the sons of Sumitra, and then Bharata only is the son of Kaikeyi. Okay. But who is the mother and father of Nrisimha? He's Stambhaja, born from a pillar. So he's Aja, he's unborn, in even more than Krishna. Of course, we say like this in a conventional way, because all these terms have to... We're talking from our perspective, but from Krishna's perspective, he's completely unborn and completely born also. If we say that Krishna has a father and mother, it's completely untrue. And it's simultaneously totally true. It just depends on whether you're seeing from the platform of tattva jnana or tattva vichar, or from the platform of rasa vichar. So, Simha, that's the name of Nrisimha, doesn't need much explanation. Sandhata, who unites the fruits with the persons with the fruits of their actions. So Hiranyakashipu thought that he was Teflon coated, that nothing could stick to him, but he was wrong, and Nrisimhadev gave him all at once. He'd been avoiding all this time, and then all at once he got it. This, people often ask, how is it that people are eating meat and they're getting away with so many things? They'll get it. Just when they get it, they'll really get it. They're not getting it drop by drop. They're going to get one tsunami full of reactions. It happens. Then Sandhiman, who is always united with his devotee. Yeah, Prahlad. Why was he always Prahlad? Fully happy. Prahlad means fully happy. He didn't feel any distress from Hiranyakashipu's torture because he was always united with Nrisimha. Ito Nrisimha parato Nrisimha yato yato yami tato Nrisimha. He's here, he's there. Nrisimha is everywhere. Wherever I go, he's there. So, Nrisimhadev had that. And Sthira, he's fixed. Now, if we think of Sthira, we have the description in Bhagavad Gita of Sthira Buddhi. We think of someone very calm. When we think of Nrisimhadev, we don't think of anyone very calm. He's the... anger. There's no anger like his anger. When he's angry, he's unlimitedly angry. But his sthirata, his fixity is in his determination to protect his devotee. The great example of that is in Krishna's, his fixity, fixed to his vow. The example that Krishna took the vow before the battle, he promised before the battle of Kurukshetra, I will not take up any weapon. I will not fight. So during the fight, he took up the chariot wheel and attacked Bhishma. So that is an example of how he's completely fixed in his vow. He's completely fixed in his vow of Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name. What is it? Name Bhakta Pranashyati. He's completely fixed in his vow that his devotee will never vanquish. He guarantees that. So he had to break, at that point, he had to break one of his vows, and his vow to protect his devotee, that overrides any other considerations. He's completely fixed in that. Even in breaking one vow, he'll fulfill that vow. So, going on now to... Sthira means... Yeah, it means fixed. Sthira buddhi asammurho. Yeah, it means... Steadiness. Dhruva, that's one name that's come up. It's a little different. That means fixity. It's a little different. So, name 206 is Ajja. So, just as Parashara Bhatta is giving the meaning of all these names in relation to Nrisimha, so Baladeva Vidyabhushana is giving the meaning of all these names in relation to Lord Ramachandra. Oh, where have we got here? So I have to find the concept. Now, Ajja, the common or straightforward meaning we can say, is unborn, without birth. Ajopi sanavyayatma, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Another meaning is that he never abandons his friend. This is the meaning that Baladeva Vidyabhushan gives, and that must be derived from the Sanskrit. I don't know the Sanskrit derivation, and even if I did and was able to explain it, you wouldn't be able to follow it either. So we'll skip all of that anyway. The name Ajja is explained by Lord Ramachandra himself in the following way. Mitra bhavena sampraptam. If anyone comes to the position of being my friend, if anyone is natyajayam katanchana, then I never abandon him under any circumstance. And this is going to come to something we discussed yesterday. Dosho yadyapi tasmin syat satam etad vigarhitam. And even if that person, that devotee of mine, has faults, then I will not blame him for that, because he's sat, he's a devotee. Then sakrit eva prapanno yas tavasmiti cha yachate abhayang sarabada tasmai dadamye tadvratang mama. If a person even once says, or if a person even once surrenders to me, and even once says that, O Lord, from today I am yours, then I always give him protection and make him fearless. This is my vow. So Lord Ramachandra says that the faults should not be taken. Even if my devotee has faults, we don't blame him for that. Now, yes, I was discussing Tengalai branch of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they say. They seem to take it in a way that, well, it doesn't really matter if you have faults. You can, anyway, you'd be a devotee. Whereas the Vadigalai branch says, no, you shouldn't interpret like that. It doesn't mean that you can indulge your faults. It's something like in Christianity. There are those who say that you just believe in Jesus. It doesn't matter what else you can do, any bad thing you like, you just believe in Jesus. And others say, no, you have to be good, like Jesus said. So that's called the path of faith and the path of works. You should have faith that Jesus will deliver you, even if you're bad. And just to show that you have faith, you should do all sinful activities. It's a strange mentality. Someone asked me about that recently in a public program in Karur. And I replied in the same way. Is it? He said, the Christians are preaching that you don't have to be good, you just believe in Jesus. So I echoed Srila Prabhupada when that contention was brought to him. I replied that this is rascaldom. Jesus didn't come and say that you just do all nonsense and just believe in... What does it mean? Believe in me means you should follow the instructions. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, friendship. One who gives himself to his devotees. So we might think that these names, it's a bit dry, you might think, all this philosophical analysis, but there's nothing dry about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Rasamai. So even names like Sthira, if you think of a name like Sthira, you think of some yogi meditating. Sounds very boring, not very enlivening for the rasic devotees. But then Sthira, that means his vow is to protect his devotees. That's full of ras, isn't it? That he's breaking his own vow he's breaking one vow to fulfill another one. The one of his being dedicated to protecting his devotee, that's more important than the vow that he made to Duryodhana. He may not even care at all what he says to do. Okay, Duryodhana, I'm not going to take up any weapon, but if you try and defeat my devotees, I'm going to smash your head. But I won't kill you, because that's Bhima's got to do that. That's why Arjuna, was it in the fight, he also bested Duryodhana. But he said, anyway, I'm going to leave you, because Bhima's going to smash you. That's his job. He already vowed. So other sons of Dhritarashtra, in the fight, at different times they'd beat him. Dushasana was beaten again and again and again, but they just left him because Bhima wanted to get him even more than Duryodhana. He wanted to get Dushasana and drink his blood. That's ras, but that's for us to hear about. Don't imitate it. Blood drinking is not a general Vaishnava activity. So, this name Aja has already been discussed. It's already occurred, and it will also come again. Name five. So, some meanings are given here, but they've been discussed earlier. So, unborn, remover of obstacles, one who moves in the hearts of the devotees, one who removes the ignorance from the hearts of his devotees, one who is the root of all sound. How does that come? A-ja, one who makes a born. So a is the first sound, akshara. Akshakara, what is it? Aksharana makaro smi. Among sounds, Krishna says. Among the letters, he is aka, the letter a. So that's an interesting etymological derivation. So, name 207. Durmashana. So, the root of this is what is mrsh, which is just like, from that comes sahana, toleration. So this, it means that one who cannot be overcome by his enemies, let's say, who cannot be So that applies, of course, to Nrisimhadev. Hiranyakashipu thought that he was unconquerable, unassailable, but he was wrong. However great we may think we are, there's always someone better than us. That applies in almost all cases. You might be the best at something. You might be the world heavyweight boxing champion. None of us here are candidates for that. You might be. And then you can say, I am the greatest, as did Cassius Clay after winning the gold medal in the Olympic boxing championship in Tokyo in 1964. But there's always someone better. Don't try and have a boxing match with Balaram. He'll punch you, Bhim also. There was one demon. Who was that? He punched him and he just made him into like a ball. Who was that? Which demon? He killed so many demons. I can't remember. When he was in the kitchen, yeah, in the court of Virat. What was his name? Something beginning with K. Kichaka. So he, Usko Kichliata. He grabbed him and made him into, he beat him up so badly that he just became like a ball. So Cassius Clay, well, we pity him if he got into a ring with Bhima. But there's always someone better, and that's Krishna. So, the name came up, Simha, lion. But the mundane lion in the forest, in the jungle, I guess we should say, better word. They're not exactly synonyms. Forest, generally think of the western forest, and jungle, tropical forest, which is different in many ways. Jungle is a Hindi word. It's come in English. So in the jungle, the lion is the king. But still, nowadays you get a gun. One little bullet, well-placed bullet, can finish off a lion. Or even previously, the Kshatriyas or the Maasai, they would go and fight and kill them. Bharat, who is that? Dushyanta. He would, as a child, he would fight with lions as a sport. So the lion may have someone better, but there's no one better than Nrisimhadev. You can attack him, but it's hopeless. Duryodhana, he thought, we will capture Krishna. He was ready to capture Krishna. He had the idea. Krishna came as a Shantidut, a messenger of peace. And according to Dharma, such a person should be treated very respectfully and he should be listened to and then released. But Duryodhana thought he'd play dirty and capture Krishna. But he didn't know the technique to capture Krishna. The Pandavas had perfected the technique. It means, of course, they're nitya siddha. It's not that they perfected, but they were perfect in the technique of simply loving Krishna. And Krishna becomes subservient to the devotee. Otherwise, if by strength you try to conquer him or capture him, it's hopeless, as Krishna said. Krishna, he knew Duryodhana wanted to do that, so he expanded into so many forms and said, okay, you want to catch me? Even if you capture one form, then there are so many others. Capture another and there are others. Krishna is everywhere. How can you capture him? You can capture in your heart by love. Like Bilva Mangal, he was blind sadhu living in Vrindavan. And this young boy would come and tease him. Young boy means Krishna. And then he would tease him and then run away, and Bilvamang will try to capture, but he can't capture him. And the boy would run away and laugh. And Bilvamang would say to him, you think you can run away from me, but actually I've captured you in my heart. You can't get away. So this is quite applicable also, the name unassailable. It's quite applicable to the impersonalists who want to, or anyone else who wants to define him according to their own understanding, as if Krishna is subject to their own stupid understanding, envious understanding. The impersonalists, they want to make Bhagavan non-Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasya Shriya Gyanavairagya Yoshaiva Shandang Bhaga Itingana. He has all wealth, all strength, all fame, all knowledge, all beauty, all renunciation, and they just want to make it. They want to say yes, the Supreme is all-powerful, all-wealthy, but no, there's no actual manifestation of that, because it's all one. So they'll say the Supreme is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, truth, auspiciousness, and beauty, but there's no manifestation of that. It's just unmanifest. In other words, it's meaningless. There's no... Beauty means there's form. Where is the beauty without any form? You may say the sky looks beautiful if there's the clouds and the sun is rising. If it's just a plain sky, then where's the beauty? You don't say, well, the air looks beautiful. There's nothing to see. So beauty means there's form and variegatedness. So they say, Brahman is beautiful, but there has no qualities, no form, no activity. So in this way, they in their imagination, they try to make Bhagavan impersonal. But for even though they may talk big thing, I mean, write big books with so much grammatical derivation and misinterpretation, but Krishna remains as he is anyway. However much they may have big conferences and get together and discuss how God is a mental concept and so on, but he doesn't care for them. He doesn't say, oh, okay, now I have to be without qualities because Big Swami said so. No. Not at all. Another point then is Manusha Partha Sarvashaha. Everyone follows, everyone is regulated by him. Namavart Manuvartande Manusha Partha Sarvashaha. No one can go outside his scope. So this is similar to the names Ajay, unconquerable. So it's a similar name. Here's an interesting example. The light of the moon. Now the moon is becoming quite big, almost Purnima. So you can see the light of the moon, but when the sun comes up, the light of the moon becomes vanquished. Or on a new moon night, Amavasya, the light of the moon is not there, and so the stars appear to be very prominent. But when the moon is full, then the moon is very prominent. So like that, different things are diminished in the presence of others, things which are much more powerful and prominent. So everyone is diminished in the presence of Krishna. And there are more. So, Shasta, this is a name commonly applied here in South India to, this is name 208, Shasta is a name which is commonly applied to this Ayappa, they call Ayappa, Shasta. Actually, it's a name for Vishnu, which means Shasam means to discipline, to govern, to punish. And also, from that's also derived the teacher, because you've translated teacher as guru. In English, it's a different understanding altogether, the word teacher and guru. Completely different. Guru, the word has only recently entered the English language, and it's misunderstood because instead of thinking of guru as Prabhupada, they think of someone like the Meher Baba or all these people who are in the West. So they've misunderstood the term. But teacher means just someone comes in the classroom and then they go out again, and there's no, you're not even supposed to have any much. It's not even expected that you'll have much of a relationship with them. And when the course is finished, you leave the school, and then I never saw any of my teachers ever again. There's no need to. It's, nor do they have any need to see me. They're doing a paid job, and that's all. So you've translated teacher as guru. You just see what a difference in culture. actually that's a fact, that discipline is required. Otherwise you can't teach anything. As in the modern schools, the teachers are not allowed to discipline the students, and they can't teach them anything. Then you have to try and juggle you have to learn child psychology and all the, how to try and capture their attention and deal with them without punishing them. But it's not possible because kids are wild. So, the teacher. Punisher, well, that is clear from Nrisimha and Rama. Most of the forms, actually all of them, because Vinashayata Dushkritam, the Lord appears to punish the wicked. And the only form, well, let's see, most of the forms of that. Vamana does it also. Who is wicked? Bali? Well, he punished Bali, yes, he did. But really, the Shukracharya got more of a punishment. And later, Vamana, he actually was a punishment for all the demons that Vamana did. And later Ravana came and wanted to, and Vamana punished him. Krishna, of course, punishes so many demons. What about Kurma? We don't find any, I can't think of any actual direct punishment that he does. And Matsya also. In the leelas that we know of, they don't directly punish. They're more on the uplifting the devotees and restoring the order to the universe, like that. Others punishing in various ways. Mohini, she's punishing. Others also, Dhanvantari, he's not exactly punishing the demons. He's helping everyone. So, to govern, to correct, to teach, to advise, Yeah, you're saying guru for teacher, and then the word for student should then that should be shishya, which comes from the same root. Shashdhatu. That's shasta means one who gives discipline. So the words shastra, shiksha, they're all derived from the same root. So he's constantly, he's teaching just like that. Manusha partha sarvashaha. Everyone is disciplined by him. Everyone is on his path. One may think, I'm independent. I can do what I like, but we can't do what I like. Just like if you want to fly, okay, you're independent, you would do what you like. Okay, let's see you fly from here to there. Yeah, well, that's stupid. I can't fly. That's right. You're dependent on the body that you have. You can't go beyond the limitations that that body imposes on you. So we're not independent. We're all disciplined. We're all in line because of him. He's teaching us. Any teaching, anyone who teaches us, we can, just like the guru is so much respected as he's a representative of Krishna, teaches on behalf of Krishna. And those who don't want to be taught by him, he's teaching, that way he's shastra. And those who don't want to be taught by him, they get punished by him. So he's shastra for the devotees and for the demons also, but in a different way. And they also... It's one method of teaching. When you've been bashed, 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 life after life, you think, well, maybe I should just cooperate with the Supreme Lord and then life would be better. I wouldn't get bashed all the time. I'm independent. I'm independent. Ishvaro hamaham. Bhogi. We're bashed again and again. And one day you may just say, all right, Krishna, I surrender. Okay, all right. So Krishna's teaching us in various ways. Vishrutatma is the next name. This prefix can mean various things. Shruta means that which is heard, and Atma means self. So, whose personality, or about whom, who is heard about, how vit, in a vit way. So vit may mean vismayam, means with wonder. Whose, we hear about him with wonder. We should, it's amazing. Here he is as a fish. And here he is as a tortoise. Here he is as a pig. Here he is as a man lion. And all his different activities, they're simply wonderful. There's one chapter of Krishna book, which Srila Prabhupada titled, Wonderful Krishna. So everything about him is amazing. And hearing about it, the devotees are filled with happy wonder. And the non-devotees, they simply disbelieve it. They think, if I can't do it, he can't do it. They're fools. Frog in the well. My well is 3 feet wide, so how could anything be bigger? This is all, we just believe what we see. That's science, right? We don't believe it unless we can see it. So I've lived in this well all my life. I'm a very learned frog. And it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious that there's nothing bigger than this well. This is the whole universe. There's nothing beyond this. This is all that exists. So Dr. Frog scholars, they don't believe that Nrisimha could possibly exist. How could it possibly exist? It goes against the law of biology. You can't have a man and lion. Of course, you can have a half man, half monkey, which we don't see anymore, which they say we've all descended from, but you can't have a half man and a half lion, because all the biologists in the world agree that it's not possible. And we have to believe them. Otherwise, you can't get your... You have to write in your exam all these nonsense things. But devotees, yeah. Well, yeah, it's in a sense it's true, because you can't be a man-lion. I can't be a man-lion. Only he can be. Therefore, his activities are wonderful. But to say that no one can be like that is Dr. Frog's philosophy. It's very popular in the world. Always has been and always will be. And that's why there's a material world. Because everyone is in the frog sampradaya. So, let us hear about Krishna without doubting that Krishna is lifting a huge mountain as a little boy. Ah, how wonderful is Krishna. Oh, I don't believe that. I can't do that, so how can he do that? Hear and be happy. Then, vit means... vishesha. That's a vishesha. Vit means vishesha. So others may be glorified for their activities or their personality. Just like when Cassius Clay won the world heavyweight boxing. Oh, actually, it was the Olympic Games, and then afterwards he won the professional boxing title. So many people were praising him. He's so good at punching people. Oh, so good. So many people praise. And there are many people who are praised in the world today. Such as Sachin Tendulkar, who no one in America, unless they're of Indian origin, has ever heard of. For instance, or in most of the, only in the cricket-playing world does anyone care about him at all. When Shah Rukh Khan went to America, then the immigration officials detained him and said, "Well, I'm a famous film actor." So we never heard of you. They detained him, thought he's got a Muslim name, must be dangerous. I've got so many fans waiting outside to meet me. They never heard of him. So others may praise, but no one is praised anywhere near to the extent of Krishna. When Shah Rukh Khan is long gone, dead and forgotten, the praise of Krishna will still be going on. And really, there's nothing really that much to praise all these people of the material world anyway. Who should be praised is Krishna and his devotees. They should be specially glorified. So vit means other people may be glorified, but Krishna, he is the actual person who should be glorified in all times, all places, all circumstances, by all people. And there can also mean by various means he's glorified. So he's glorified... He is glorified by song, by the method of worship, archan, through the different Vedas, in so many different ways. Vishrutatma can also mean that, other people are heard about, but he is special. That means... He is different. We should always remember the difference. It's the beginning of Vaishnava philosophy, is to understand that the Supreme Lord and the Jiva are different. He is Atma. He is Atma. It's not that we are Atma, but we are presently misidentifying ourselves with the body. But his form is him. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satyad Ananda Vigraha. He is his transcendental form. So in this way also, he is Atma who is to be well heard about. Then Surariha, the killer of the enemies of the demigods. And this, of course, applies to Nrsimha, Rama, and all different forms of the Lord. Surariha, the verses, the Ete Chang Shakala Pumsa, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakalam Lokam Ridhyanti Yuga Yuga. Krishna advents himself in every age to destroy those persons who are disturbing the demigods, headed by Indra. So Sura means the demigods, also means the devotees. So he also destroys the enemies of the devotees. So Nrsimha Dev is also known as Bhakti Vigna Vinashana, who destroys the enemies or the obstacles on the path of devotion. So really, what are the obstacles is our own stupidity, our own attachments, our own the lust, greed, anger, envy, etc., which we stubbornly hold on to. But we pray to Nrsimha Dev too. Just as you destroyed the great demon, Hiranyakashipu, there's the big demon of my material desires, so please destroy them, all these enemies also. Hare Krishna. Okay, that's all I'll say for now. Hare Krishna. Any questions, please? Oh, another point is that, I was saying some of these qualities, the jiva can possess also. So we, just like sthirata, steadiness. So we can pray to the Supreme Lord, just as you are steady, you please invest that in me. And that we can see those qualities in great devotees, just like Srila Prabhupada was completely fixed in his determination to fulfill the order of his guru to spread Krishna consciousness. And we can see the qualities in devotees to some extent also, just like Srila Prabhupada was just like a lion in his preaching. So the Supreme Lord invests such qualities in the devotees who are surrendered to him. So we may see these qualities, that the quality of Nrsimha in his ripping apart the atheists. So we see that also in the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sometimes referred to as Acharya Kesari, which means a lion guru. Because just as Nrsimha, he ripped apart Hiranyakashipu and other demons. Not only Hiranyakashipu, he's famous for killing Hiranyakashipu, but there were many demons associated with Hiranyakashipu who Nrsimha also killed. That quality was seen in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in just ripping apart atheistic ideas. Very strong, powerful, and you might say impolite. The lion's not very polite. He doesn't walk up to the animal and say, would you mind if I rip you to pieces? He just jumps on it and rips it apart. So in the same way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he might have appeared to be impolite sometimes. And he broke social conventions by being so straightforward in his ripping apart the atheistic theories. So he was known as Acharya Kesari, Lion Guru. Ah, so what were you going to say? Suraria, yeah, but this name is Surariha. Sura, demigod or devotee. Ari, enemy. Ha, killer. Hare Krishna. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.